how has it been different for you since Eric has been in charge? Has it? He makes it sound like one of the first things he did was say, "Wink, you got the defense."
Yeah, that's what it's been. And I think Eric's done a great job of preparing the entire team. You know, both mentally and physically, for the rigors of the season, and, you know, and where he took over at, and he saw that, adjusted the schedule, and I think that's really helped us.
How about Champ? Any idea there? Or?
Oh, is he going to play?
Yeah.
I talked to him, and he said he'd let me know Saturday. I mean, really, because, and I know Greek's working his tail off with him. And,
yeah.
And he knows, you know. I mean, Champ will know whether or not he can play, and you know, he's been great all year about fighting through injuries and everything else. So if he can play, he's going to play.
When he had the injury the first time, he was only limited Friday, and he still managed to play. So are you kind of thinking that he should? That knowing him, he'll be ready.
Well, I don't want to look at it that way, because what people don't know is he's been playing all year with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if he hurt it worse than what, you know, I haven't sat down and talked to him about to that extent. But I know if he can play, he'll be out there, because that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of pro he is.
How about the way your defense has played the last 3-4 weeks, really going back to the Kansas City game?
Well, I think that we've had ups and downs all year, and you know, you and I talked about it, about consistency. We've still given up way too many big plays, you know, whether it be a missed tackle here, a missed tackle there. You know, we talked about the different lineups that we've had all year long, which we have no control over. But I the one thing I continue to harp on, and I know because the character in the room, is the 11 that go out there are going to play hard, and you know, that's a credit to them.
Since you played the Chargers last, Vincent Jackson's part of their deal, right?
I mean, he's, and Philip Rivers is still there.
And Philip Rivers, yeah, he's still there. Gates is Gates hasn't been playing.
No, and I don't think he'll play. Yeah. You know, like I said, I can't coach their team, but
right.
I know Vincent Jackson well, and he's fresh.
Yeah.
He's running down the field, and you know, Rivers throws it up there, and he goes and gets it. So, you know, that's one of our keys, I think, to our success is we know they're going to throw the deep ball, mm-hmm. but we got to win some deep ball battles. And the other hand too is we can't, if they do make a play on throwing a deep ball, because I think they're the best team in the league at throwing the deep ball.
Yeah.
We can't fold our tents just because there was a deep ball completed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that mental process going into that game saying, hey, look, they are gonna make some plays now. They're the best offenses in the league.
Yeah.
So yeah, we gotta just keep battling.
They got a chance to be number one in offense, number one in defense, and 8-8.
That's the craziest thing,
yeah.
You know, in the business. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I think stats are used against you or for you, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that they feel pretty good about being ranked where they're at, but what did that get you? Just as bad as I feel like, you know, where we're at,
and yeah.
It gets used against you as well. So, but. That's where the cookie crumbles. I know Mike McCarthy, they were 32nd in the league in offense, San Francisco. The next year, he's the head coach of Green Bay Packers, so it worked out okay for him.
Is that right? They were 32?
Yeah. Yeah, look
he's
it up.
He's a good offensive coach.
Yeah, well, that's what you
have. He's got Aaron Rodgers versus Alex Smith.
But that's what you have to go off of is, you know, as a coordinator anyway, I got confidence that I'm a good coordinator, and this league knows good coaches, and whatever happens is going to happen.
Ayers was sitting out a couple of possessions Sunday. Is that still trying to get him some rest as he's working his way back, or wanting to get other guys in there?
Yeah, and it's good to get Jason Hunter back in there too. I think the best place for Mario is outside linebacker. When you look at the big picture, and I think you have four really good linebackers going into next year with Mario at outside and Joe Mays and inside, and DJ, and obviously having Elvis come back. So
Daquan Bowers.
Hey, I know this, Mike. I've learned this. I've learned this year. no longer will I be a team guy. I want every draft choice on defense, every free agent. I don't care about anybody else.
I got you. Well, you got plenty of support, actually, more than you think, maybe, on that, you know, as far as defense, because, you know, it's been a lot of offensive priorities here for years and years and years. And
well, I think that, you know, I think it is what it is. And
yeah.
And there's, you know, nothing I can say that makes it look any better or sound any better. But like I said, I know how I'm going to. Yeah. That's a lesson I learned this year.
Yeah.
Because we're all a team until the end when the stats come out. Then it's, you know, hey, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, and Eric and I have talked about this too. The games that we have played really well on defense, you're not playing double overtime games. You're not on the field 73, 74, 75 plays.
Right.
And you know, that's just as much, you know, the defense's fault for not getting off the field. Mm-hmm. But when you have a total team effort, you know, like we had last Sunday, I think that you can see there are a lot of positives here.
The second half, especially Sunday, even though there weren't three and outs, but was that as good a half as you've seen from the defense, considering the opposition in the situation?
I don't know if it was as good a half, but it was as determined a half I've seen. And I think that has to do with the leadership. You know, Brian Dawkins, Champ, all those guys. I mean, even when Champ got hurt, he was still in every huddle. And you know, we knew what was coming. And, you know, I read in the paper that Houston had the best call on for that last play. I like to look at it like I had the best call on for that play.
Yeah.
You know, we collapse a pocket, and Bannon and Doc both tipped the ball, and Saquon was right
Dawkins
there.
Dawkins got some.
Yeah, it actually, because he was blitzing up the middle, and he jumped, and it skimmed off Bannon's hand and hit Doc's helmet.
Okay.
So, you know, and we knew that they couldn't get to the, you know, we said before in talking to
that's
to
why
Mike,
Bannon didn't think he got, he didn't know, he didn't feel it.
Right. You know? You can see it on the tape.
But between the two of them.
When you slow it down, you can see it on the tape. And, you know, we knew that they couldn't get to the 35. And I know that sounds crazy because the guy kicked a 54 and a 57 yard the other way. But that was the line we said, you know, at halftime. And you know, said if it comes down to it, and so that's where you started. You know, when they got down there to the 40, I started heating them up even more, and we finally got a play and turned our way finally.
Saquon has a knack of making a play or being there, doesn't he? I
mean, yeah, he's a guy that if you just went to the combine,
yeah, it's not fast.
No, you wouldn't touch him, but then you put on his college tape, and he's a football player.
Yeah.
And that's where he's been all year for us. So, and he does that, you know, and talking to Mike Prefer, he's been that way for special teams as well. So I think he's a good football player.
Obviously, you've been able to focus on game plans week to week, but how tough is it knowing that Monday it's over and then it's uncertainty here?
Oh, I'd be lying to you if you didn't think that, you know, because, you know, I got a son that's going to be a senior here in high school, and my daughter just transferred to Northern Colorado, and it's tough because of the relationships you have with the players and the people and you guys, and, you know, I mean, it's hard. But the only thing I can go off of is I know I'm a good coach, and I know this league knows good coaches, and hopefully I'm here, and then we get another shot at this, like I've said before. But we just, it's out of my control.